Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoy. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Mac applying the tag. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Brancato catches it and throws to first to double up Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubling hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoy scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brancato fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Chapman scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Boudreaux scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubling is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Ross covering. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Weatherly scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau scores. Heath moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato strikes out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to first and picks off Moses. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Hemsley. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Heath strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.